May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 927. Thou only, sovereign of my heart, my refuge, my almighty friend, and can my soul from thee depart, on whom alone my hopes depend. 927.
together from the Word of God, from the first epistle to John, and reading from chapter 5. The first epistle to John, reading the 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. May the Lord bless that reading of his word to us and teach us how to pray and what to pray for. O Lord, our God, who art merciful unto thy people, and hath enabled them to come into the holiest of all, even through the veil, which is the flesh of Jesus, into a new and a living way, and to call upon thy name at the throne of grace. And our plea is that through him, his finished work, his pure and holy sacrifice, our only plea, and his merits and what he came to do for us, and our acceptance before God and at the throne of grace through him. We thank thee, Lord, for once more enabling us to gather together in thy name, and this alone, Lord, is indeed a great and blessed privilege. For, Lord, we are poor and we are sinners, and, O Lord, we come before thee again and again, pleading that in us, that is, in our flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But we do thank thee, Lord, that thou dost welcome such to the throne of grace and bless them with a sweet access unto God the Father through our great intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we come before thee once more, Lord, this evening hour, pleading the graces of thy Spirit to come upon us, or the blessedness of love and grace and mercy, truth, peace, patience, long-suffering. Oh, do help us, Lord, to know more of thy Spirit, know more of thy nature, more of thy likeness. Oh, truly, Lord, and in our right mind we seek and pray for this mercy, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to bring us before thee as those indeed seeking to know thee and to be like thee, and that we should be blessed in our souls, seeking, Lord, to resemble thee. Oh, do help us, Lord, in this. Oh, we need help, Lord. We need thy grace, Lord. Oh, do come upon us, Lord, and draw out our hearts and affections unto thee, Lord. Come and enshine into our poor souls, Lord. Be unto us again the one thing needful. Reveal and manifest thyself, Lord, as the light of the world. And, oh, come, Lord, we pray thee, shine into our hearts. Reveal the blessings of salvation, and oh, that, Lord, thou wouldest bless us with a teachable spirit, that we might learn and know of thee the glorious truths of thy gospel, or that they may be those things, Lord, through thy Spirit, that thou wilt seal in our poor hearts, Lord, or that thou art the one thing needful, and that, Lord, we are so dependent and so trusting in and alone upon thy word to sustain us inwardly and spiritually. And, O Lord, let that word lift us up at this time above all things else beside, and reveal precious Christ in the gospel. And, O Lord, cause our souls to live, to have life, to have it more abundantly, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come to each one of us as we gather together. So many needy cases, Lord, we do believe, but, oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come, Lord, and come to each need, Lord. that our souls may be enriched, Lord, in the precious truths of the gospel, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Oh, and we do believe, Lord, that there is an unsearchable richness, Lord, truly in thy cross and in thy sufferings and in thy death, unsearchable, Lord. Oh, we cannot find them out, Lord. Truly, thy sufferings and death, it, Lord, proves continually to be unto us, Lord, a wonderment of grace, that thou shouldest come in the room and place of sinners. But, O Lord, it is our mercy, if thou wouldest reveal thyself to every one of us here, Lord, as that one that came to seek and to save lost sinners, and to show to us each our lost and ruined state, Lord, and that we might be those, Lord, who shall be drawn to thee with a felt need of salvation. And Lord, whatsoever our condition is, Lord, and Lord, we do need faith, Lord, faith to be drawn to thee, faith to believe in thee. So, Lord, we do pray that we might know that precious gift, Lord, of faith, and that we might come according to thy word, Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labour. And, O Lord, there are no conditions to that blessing, Lord. No condition, Lord, to that mercy. Come as we are, Lord. Come with all the filth of our sin. Come with our wicked hearts, Lord. Come with our evil nature. Come, indeed, the wretched and the undone, the vilest sinner out of hell, come unto me. Oh, help us to come, Lord. Satan doesn't want us to come, Lord. Oh, but Lord, may we know that overcoming faith that we've read, that is able to overcome the world. And oh, that we may be drawn to thee. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden with the burden of sin, the guilt of sin, the defilement of sin upon our consciences, Lord, and I will give you rest. No other suitable rest but in Jesus for all our sins and iniquities. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may each know the experience and the blessing in our souls. We pray thee. Oh Lord, it is an invitation of grace, but thou hast bidden the comers to come. And Lord, we do pray, help us each to come there, to know the sweetness and the blessedness of our peace and pardon through the blood of the Lamb of God. We do thank thee, Lord, then, that we are enabled to come to thy house of prayer. Do grant living desires for thyself, Lord, for thy word and for thy gospel. O Lord, we do pray as the scriptures of truth are opened up to us, so that thou wilt be revealed to us each, Lord, and that we might truly be blessed, Lord. We need, Lord, thy word to uphold us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, Lord, and particularly, Lord, in our way and path here below, Lord. Yeah, trying path brought through the fires, Lord, the furnace, Lord, and brought through trials and difficulties, and a path of affliction and a path of trouble, a path with difficulties before us, Lord. Oh, but Lord, we come to thee, Lord, as that one, Lord, that can bless us with thy word. Not, Lord, that it will deliver us from our afflictions and deliver us from our troubles, but, oh, we thank thee, Lord, that thy word is a comfort to us. Oh, that it is that word that can bring our souls into a little gospel peace and rest, Lord, whilst we're those that pass through this veil of tears here below. We thank thee for the promise, Lord, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that thou dost come with all the helps and the supports that thy people stand in need of. Oh, do help us, Lord, to look up to thee, that our eyes may be up unto thee, and that thou wilt indeed be that one pleased to come, Lord, and help us to continue and help us to persevere. Give patience, Lord, the grace of patience to us, Lord, to continue. And that, Lord, we may be able to consider, Lord, the path that thou didst walk out for us, Lord. Oh, we couldn't come into that path. The affliction, the trouble, and the solemn truth, Lord, of all the mockings, the scorn, the rancor, the evil, the wickedness, and more or less day by day, and where so many opposed thee, spake against thee. And, O Lord, it was a path of humiliation, a path, Lord, which thou didst walk out. And we do believe, Lord, that it can encourage thy people also to continue. Oh, help us to be subject to thy will, Lord. Help us, Lord, to follow in thy footsteps, we pray thee, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we shall never murmur nor complain, Lord, at thy will. Oh, but Lord, do help us, Lord, to abide in that path that thou hast ordained for us. Let it be a good path, Lord, all things working together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Oh, Lord, let us see thy gracious hand, Lord, in all our way and path. And that, Lord, we may truly be those then to be encouraged to continue. And for, O Lord, we do pray as we journey on, that we might know the sweetness and the blessing, that there is a glorious end. And he led them forth in the right way, that they might come to a city of habitation. O Lord, oh, let us by faith view the object of our love, the object of our faith, even Jesus, that there is an end, and oh, the glorious deliverance from all trouble, and oh, that great trouble of sin in our hearts by nature, oh, and that great blessing, Lord, eternal life in Jesus. And, O Lord, we do believe that thy servant Paul was passed through such an afflictive path, but he was pressing, Lord. He was pressing for the to the mark for the prize. Pressing, Lord, against all sin, against all evil, against all that opposed him. But he was pressing, an object to his faith, even Jesus. So help us to continue, Lord, and be with us in each and every untrodden step, Lord. Keep us and preserve us in thy love and fear, Lord. Teach us all thy will, Lord, and help us to bow down to thy sovereignty, Lord. We pray, Lord, that the gospel shall have free course this day. May the blessings contained in the gospel be applied again through thy Spirit to the souls of thy people, that they also may be comforted. Words in season for their souls. And Lord, we do know that as we preach the gospel amongst many chapels, Lord, We know that there are those, Lord, that have now been long time in the way, and yea, on the verge of eternity, seen many years. O Lord, appear unto them. O Lord, that thou wouldest be revealed as their Saviour and Redeemer. O do Lord, we pray thee, bless them. Bless them in their souls, Lord. Bless them with that token for good. Seal it in their souls, Lord, that they are born of God, Lord. Oh, do come to them, Lord, that they might have the blessing of eternal life in Jesus. We pray, Lord, for all the gatherings together this day. Be with thy people everywhere. Be with each of thy sent servants. Help them to proclaim thine everlasting gospel. Draw near to them each, Lord. And we do pray, the Lord of the harvest, that thou wouldest be pleased to raise up faithful men. Appoint them, Lord, and send them forth into the harvest. We pray thee. For the harvest is great, Lord. There are many sinners, Lord, in the world, but through the gospel, that there may be a gathering, Lord. May there be some poor soul come forth this day, Lord, and confess and speak what Jesus has done for their souls, that there may yet be again joy with the angels in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, Lord. Oh, we do pray for that, Lord, that the work of grace continues in this dark and evil day in which we live. So, Lord, do come. And we do pray, Lord, be with us now. We seek thy help. Look upon thy servant, Lord, and all his weakness and insufficiency. We come, Lord, as nothing at all, Lord, but put thy rich treasure of thy gospel grace into his earthen vessel, Lord. And through thy Spirit, Lord, let that word come forth with power and authority. Let it find an abiding and a resting place in the souls of each before us, Lord, and to the glory of thy name, and that the souls of thy people might live. So we do pray for these mercies, with the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 514. O what matchless condescension the eternal God displays, claiming our supreme attention to his boundless works and ways. His own glory he reveals in gospel days. 514.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the first epistle of John, chapter 5, and we will read from verse 11 and 12. First epistle of John, chapter 5, and we will read from verse 11 and 12. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. In the closing verses, or the closing words of this first epistle of John, we have the glorious truth shown to us of that foundation truth whereupon the church has been raised up, whereupon the church has been built, even the love of our God. That is the very blessing. That is the very root of our salvation, God's love to sinful men and women. And the glorious truth and blessing of that love is clearly shown to us and demonstrated in so many portions of God's word, that it is through his dearly beloved Son. And we've just sung that second hymn together. One of my favourite hymns. But oh dear friends, the blessed glory that is in that hymn. It's what God has done for every poor guilty sinner in the person of his dearly beloved Son. The wonder of his love and grace made known through his Son to sinners. The wonder of redemption, his most glorious work, revealed and made known to us through his Son. Oh, and it's so glorifying to God the Father. And it is his special gift to his people. It's a wonderful hymn, but it speaks of a witness. In this word that we've read together, and we want the witness of it in our souls. He speaks of love, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Dear friends, this is the love of God to sinners, and then also the love of the brethren together, all bound up together in that bundle of life, all come together, all blessed together through one blessed and glorious source, the cross of Christ. And it is truly, isn't it, a cross of love, cross of mercy. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. Well, dear friends, this is the blessing that we have, and this is the blessing that we need, every one of us. And I hope that every one of us have truly begged and prayed the Lord as we've come to worship him again, that he would be revealed to our souls. Because the solemn truth is that if Jesus isn't revealed to us, which is our life, then there is a solemn word to close with. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That is a life, dear friends, not just natural, which we all have, but it's a life spiritual and a life eternal. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It's recorded in the scriptures in many places, but we just make mention of one or two, dear friends, that we have this eternal life recorded. It was the blessing that was given to Abel. He made a sacrifice unto God. He was taught by the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that he was a sinner. And his sacrifice was a sacrifice consistent with the Word of God. That he'd taken a lamb, that he'd seen Christ as his only hope of salvation and eternal life. He was a sinner. And it was that lamb which typified Christ, the seed of the woman. And God was well pleased with that sacrifice. Why? Because it looked to his dearly beloved Son. That's where his faith was fixed. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And dear friends, the righteous shall come to glory. And then we may just think of Moses. A man indeed that ready to suffer affliction with the children of God, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Oh, he could have been a very rich man, dear friends. The treasures in Egypt. He would have had need of nothing. All things. But he despised them, dear friends. And what did he account to be greater? Greater riches. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward, dear friends. That saving faith in Jesus and that hope of eternal life. And that was the blessed and most glorious blessing that he could have ever had. Because there, eternal life. And it is in the words also of Job. And I just want to show this. You know, the Old Testament saints were truly taught, and they truly had the record in their souls, dear friends. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. This is poor Job. The Lord visited him. He visited him in his salvation. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Well, what great knowledge Job was blessed with. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see him. Oh, dear friends, this corruption was going to be made incorrupt. This mortal was going to be blessed with immortality. Oh, Job knew something of that. Along with Moses. This is the record. This is the record that is given to us of Jesus. And he says, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Dear friends, do you want to behold Jesus? Do you want to see him as he is? Do you want to behold him by faith, dear friends, upon the cross for your sins and iniquities? If that is the blessing and that is the mercy, then you will see him as Job will see him. What an expectation is before the Lord's dear people. What a prospect. And so Job was blessed, dear friends. And this is the record. We have the record in Holy Scripture. And the record is in the written and the incarnate word. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. So let us begin here, because he has given to us eternal life, and then he has shown to us how that eternal life is obtained. And this life is in his Son. Well, we just go back to the record again. The seed of the woman that we have mentioned. Here is the rich mercy of our God. He drave out our first parents, dear friends, following their rebellion, their sin. You see, he drave them out of the Garden of Eden. And the blessing and the truth that followed that was the mercy of our God, a way of recovery, a way back. And where is it a way back from? Why? They entered, dear friends, into a corporeal, spiritual, and eternal death. Eternal death. But now it speaks of eternal life. Oh, the glorious change. They're opposites. And this is in the rich mercy of our God. God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he hath loved us. While we were yet sinners, he spake of the blessed and glorious truth of that seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. Abraham had the blessing that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Then, of course, David had a greater enlightenment that it should be through his loins that there should be one raised up that should sit upon his throne forever. Oh, forever. You see, now there's something important here. It lies beyond time, doesn't it? Ever, forever. It goes beyond time. David understood that. You see, he understood it. In this sense, that when he come to the end of his days, he'd pass through so many troubles in his own household. But then also what he discovered in his own heart. The corruptions rising up within, the evil of his heart. But he was able, dear friends, to draw near to the Lord in respect of all the mass of his sin. He hath made with me, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant ordered in all things and sure, everlasting. Because he'll be sitting on his throne forever. And then we have the record again. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This life is in his Son. Well, if we just see that word, and when the Lord spake unto those shepherds He said unto them, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you is born this day. Well, it was the fulfillment. It was the record, the witness of God's faithfulness in his word. To his, you know, he never let his people down. Always faithful. Where should we be, dear friends, if he were to deny us one word, one promise? You see, no, God is faithful. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And so then the record. For unto you is born this day, unto the shepherds. Oh, but isn't it unto you? Do we want to know something of that in our poor souls? Unto you is born this day. Here we have the blessing of God's unspeakable gift. Now come into this world. Unto you is born this day. Not just the day, dear friends, of the time of the shepherds, but this day. Do we want to know something about that? This day, unto you is born this day. And then we have this unspeakable gift of his dearly beloved Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus went forth in his ministry, and there was a needs be that he should pass through Samaria. He was going to be revealed to a woman whom his heavenly Father loved before time. This woman was a great sinner, but God still held out his love to her. And I assure you why that truth, I'm just remembering this truth so that we can just understand how that God can hand out the hand of his love to a sinner, to you and I, even before time began, and know that that sinner should be reconciled to him. And it's in the words, if I can just find it. It says here that who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. This dear woman's name was enrolled in the book of life, dear friends. And so is every name. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Do we ever not only just hear the ministers of the gospel, but do we ever read some of these narratives, dear friends? It's the same with Zacchaeus. The Lord knew where he was up that tree. It was a purposeful visit, dear friends. Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down for this day. I must abide at thy house. Salvation was going to come to his house, dear friends. And the Lord will find out all his lost sheep. Oh, he will. The gospel will find them out. But what was the precious truth that Jesus said to the man? Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Oh, if thou knewest the gift of God. She did not yet know the gift of God. But, dear friends, that gift is in Jesus. And I just go to another word, because it's a good word that we should just try and bring them in together and to see the wonderful mercy of this gift of eternal life. Just find it. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And this dear woman was going to understand and know this gift of God for eternal life. And here Jesus preached salvation into her soul. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Jesus preached this life into her poor soul. She was first brought to look inward and to see the awful mass of all her own sins and iniquities and the wicked way of life that she kept, the evil of her own heart. And she perceived that he was a prophet. Now, what is the blessing that came unto this dear woman? Jesus said to her, but the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Dear friends, is the Father seeking thy poor soul to worship him? You know, we've all got fathers naturally, haven't we? But have we got a Father in heaven? Oh, we need a Father in heaven, dear friends. If we haven't got a Father in heaven, we're in a very solemn place and position. We thank the Lord for our fathers naturally. Yes. But have we got a heavenly Father? For the Father seeketh such to worship him. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Now, the Lord Jesus, for this woman, for this sinful woman, the Lord Jesus would go forth to the cross. And he went forth to everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. We think of Gethsemane first, dear friends. This pure, this perfect and holy, dear man, sent of God, now in agonies and blood, sweat pouring forth, as it were, through his pores, blood indeed. He was going to bear in his body all the mass and awful sins of his church and see him in agonies and in blood in Gethsemane's garden. The burden, dear friends, that he was going to bear in and upon his most holy soul, even the solemn truth of the sins of his people. And Jesus was going forth to Calvary. And he went forth from the garden to the cross. And he was there, dear friends, in the room and place of everyone whom his heavenly Father gave to him. What a mercy it is to be one of those who would know the greatness and the blessedness of salvation and redemption through the cross of Jesus. Yes, it was an ignominious death, but it was also, and this is the blessing, it was a vicarious death. And he knew for everyone whom he would suffer, bleed and die for, everyone. And he gave up the ghost, dear friends, cried, "It is finished," and the work was done. And here is the glorious salvation of the church. Oh, I speak sometimes and I think sometimes and I meditate sometimes of this salvation. But dear friends, my poor mind cannot come into the blessedness of it. That here we have the greatest love that God, the Father, could ever show to any man or woman, in that he spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. This is that great wonderment of grace, and what we've sung together in our second hymn. The wonderment of grace. Have we come to chapel? Do we come to chapel each week, dear friends, or each time we attend the means of grace? Do we pray for this portion for our souls? Is there anything more important for our souls? There isn't, dear friends, our souls. What if you should gain the whole world and lose your own soul? What shall a man give for his soul? Why, dear friends, the soul is so valuable, so precious. Do we understand it? It will either be that, dear friends, that will enter into this glorious blessing of salvation at the cross of Jesus, which is a salvation unto the uttermost, an eternal life. It's life forevermore. And this life is in his Son. Eternal life. I just think of another word. It's a believing faith, dear friends, in Jesus and his finished work. And Jesus spake this word. Martha saith unto him, "I know that he shall rise again, that is Lazarus, in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Dear friends, live a life spiritual and a life and a hope of eternal life. This is eternal life, dear friends. It is that work that Jesus was given to do by his heavenly Father. If I just read another word that just came to my mind, and this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, that is by faith, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I cannot think of anything so blessed, dear friends. We've got this hope today, the hope in what Jesus has done and wrought for sinners at Calvary, to give them eternal life. and this life is in his Son. Now it says, he that hath the Son hath life. Have we got the Son, dear friends? He that hath the Son hath life. This dear woman in the Gospel, she hath the Son. The 500 pence debtor, she hath the Son. An awful, wicked and sinful Manasseh, he hath the Son. And oh, the solemn truth of that one legion, all those devils inside him, acting in all different ways, a legion. But dear friends, he hath the Son. He was found at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. He hath the Son. Zacchaeus hath the Son. Today salvation has come to this house, in so much as he also is a son of Abraham. This is the promise, this is the record. A son of Abraham, a son of promise. In thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. He that hath the Son hath life. And what about thy soul, dear friends? Have ye got the Son? Do ye need the Son, the Lord Jesus? Well, I pray and beg that you may seek him, to find him. What a mercy it will be. He that hath the Son hath life. And it will be a life, dear friends, when wrapped up in that bundle of life in Jesus, it will be a life living unto him. Old things are passed away and all things have become new, brought into a new and a living way. Yes, hath life. And this life now is spiritual. It is a life living unto Christ, living unto his gospel, living unto him day by day. This life will be found, dear friends, as we come and in attendance to the ordinances of his house. This is life. This is life spiritual. And this is that place where the Lord is pleased to dwell with his people and to speak to us through his gospel. And what does he speak to us? The words of eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. You see. And what was that glorious truth? I just think of it, but it is a wonderful truth that Paul wrote to the church at Galatia. He said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Is there anything more blessed than that word, dear friends? I read in a very old Gospel Standard a little while ago of one, she was young, she was 18, but a disease came upon her body. It was in the nervous system, and dear friends, it wasn't anything that was going to get better. No, it was going to get worse ultimately. But you see, she went to this place and that place, and she came back and was a little bit improved, but then the disease became worse. It was in the nervous system. No real cure for it. But then she became to be troubled. Oh, the Lord came into her poor soul, dear friends. She attended the chapel at Brighton. Mr. Popham was the minister. And she did so want to go to chapel. She was very weak. And she went to chapel, dear friends. And the Lord spoke these words into her soul. And it's just what she wanted, just what she needed. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And Mr. Popham opened up that truth to her soul, caused her soul to live. She now had a need in Christ. Oh, she was one that had hope now. And then she blessed her pastor, you see. And this is the mercy, isn't it? That the Lord, he will gather his own. He will gather them. She died when she was 25. But with that full hope of life spiritual and life eternal in Jesus, in her soul. You see, this is the truth, isn't it? He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. Oh, we do need this witness, dear friends. This witness will bear us up and carry us through all our troubles and trials here below. That we're born of God. Is there any blessing, any greater blessing for our poor souls, dear friends, as we struggle here below, as we pass through temptation, as we pass through trials and difficulties, and yet this is unchanging. The seal and the testimony and the record that God hath given to us can never be taken away from us. You see, the devil can't get it out of us, dear friends. No. Because Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he's done it. That was the seed of the woman that should break the serpent's head. And Jesus has done it at Calvary. It is at Calvary that the Lord Jesus has given the victory to the church. It is at Calvary, dear friends, that the church can triumph. You see, in the blessing of salvation that the Lord has given to them. Because of what, dear friends? Because of this record and this witness in the soul, this testimony of the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And this blessing, he that hath the Son hath life. What a mercy it is to be a living soul, dear friends, a living soul. You see, and it's a living unto Christ, a living upon his mercy, a living at the throne of grace. A living soul is a praying soul. You see, what a mercy it is to be a living soul. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, dear friends, he that hath the Son hath life. This is our mercy. And we do pray that this life may be blessed to each that gather here. Very solemn truth, dear friends, to be without this life. The psalmist says in one place, thy loving kindness is better than life. What does it mean? It means, dear friends, the loving kindness of our God in the person of Jesus. Better than life. Because what is the life without Christ? What is the life that we now live without Christ? Are we crucified to the world? Crucified to all its pleasures and all its vanity. Crucified to our sins. It's a glorious blessing that. He that hath the Son hath life. And these that hath life, they follow Jesus. They take up their cross and follow Jesus. Whatever is found in their way and path, dear friends, they follow Jesus because dear friends, this is the blessing. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath the Son, we follow the Lord in all his will and his pleasure concerning us. That way that he will lead us and guide us through this barren wilderness. Is it through trouble? Is it through sickness? Is it through disease? Is it through trials? Is it through difficulties? No, yes. He that hath the Son hath life. They follow their master whithersoever he goeth. He that hath the Son hath life. And, dear friends, if we have the Son and hath life, that is what we want in this life. And all these other things will be added to us, dear friends. The needful things, the necessary things of life will all be added to us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He that hath the Son hath life. And let us not forget, dear friend, all the adornments of grace, all the blessings, dear friends. I just think of that returning prodigal. You know, his father was watching out for him. He knew that he was going to return. He was watching out for him. But what was stored up for him, dear friends? A robe, a ring, and shoes. They were already waiting, dear friends. Bring out the best robe. The ring, put it on his finger. The shoes, also that he can walk through and in the gospel. The ring of love. And the best robe, dear friends. And that best robe was never to be taken from him. The best robe, it was reserved. It was kept. Dear friends, is that best robe awaiting for thee to adorn thy naked soul? Something to pray about. Something to ask the Lord about. You see, he that hath the Son hath life. Life spiritual and life eternal. And that is the word, I believe I repeated it, I believe I spoke of it this morning, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, the life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Cannot think of anything more solemn than that, dear friends. Take these few thoughts with you. Consider them. Lay them before our God. Because if we hath not the Son, we haven't got life. The wages of sin is death. And it's a very solemn finish, but it's a glorious truth, isn't it? He that hath the Son hath life. Oh, let this be that one thing that we seek for and pray for, that one boon, that Jesus came to wash away our sins, to pardon and forgive us, that we should have life in him, life spiritual and life eternal. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Dear friends, pray about it. Go before thy God and ask him if he would be pleased. Though thou art indeed a vile wretch undone, that he would be pleased to reveal his Son to thee, that thou mayest have life, and hath the Son. Great blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £730, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Hart next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday school. Let us close with hymn 205. Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. He has saved his favourite nation. Join to sing aloud of him. He has saved us. Christ alone could us redeem. Hymn 205.
pray that thou wilt own and bless the services of thy house this day and all that has been done and attended in thy name. To thy glory, pardon and forgive everything that we have said or done amiss, we pray. And, O Lord, be with us in all our way and path. Be revealed to us in thy great salvation. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, or that thou wouldest, Lord, dwell in each of our hearts, Father, Son, and Spirit, unto all eternity. And we ask these mercies for thy great name's sake. Amen.